Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu and Keisu here at Niagara Falls Comic Con 2013. And we're going to talk to a guy who's been on our show many, many times. Went so far as to save our basement from a flood once. But let's talk to him about his artwork this time, Mr. John Ballmer.
Hey! Nice to be on the show again. It's been a little while.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I've been too busy.
Now that your concert season is winding down, maybe we can get you back on in the studio.
Actually, yeah. I'm thinking maybe next weekend if I get the chance.
That would be swell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. A lot of commissions, a lot of busy stuff coming up. But, when con season winds down, it's time to just kind of kick back.
It's going to be busy.
And have fun with the friends again, right?
So, definitely.
Yeah, really looking forward to being able to get back in and do some more studio stuff with you guys.
Nice. Well, how's the Niagara Falls Comic Con been treating you this year?
It's been awesome. It's been amazing to see how many people actually turned out, having been part of, all three so far. The beta test at Dave & Buster's and last year here at the Scotiabank Center. And it's seeing how it's grown so incredibly fast is just unreal. And, so thankful that Paul's made sure that I've got into this and had a part of, doing the shows with him at Pulp Comics and, Comic-Con. It's been amazing. Like, I did the Deadpool one for our drawing videos on the website, and that has been the most popular print all weekend.
Nice.
I've had to restock the table with it, I think, three times now.
Cool.
Right on.
So it's quite exciting to see just how many people are coming in, checking everything out, having a good time. Costumes are awesome.
Yes.
The fans are awesome. All these other artists are just amazing to talk to and hang out with. The energy coming off of them is great. So, yeah, it's been a really good time. Really had a lot of fun.
Cool. And you got to have dinner with Darth Vader.
Yeah, there's that too. being friends with the 501st and hanging out with them. We all had a big birthday bash for some of the members last night. And, we were... graciously honored with the presence of David Prowse to join us for dinner.
That's great.
And he's such a sweet guy, such a nice guy to talk to and, hang out. It was really, really, that's what you call a lifetime highlight to say, hey, I just sat down and I had dinner and chatted with David Prowse. Like, oh my God.
For sure.
That's bucket list material, man.
it truly is. And it was definitely a one hell of an experience and something that I'm definitely not going to forget. And, today, meeting George Perez, saying hi to him, and, Mark Silvestri, my mind is blown right now. It was amazing to be able to see all these people today and actually sit down and chat with them and whatnot.
Cool.
Yeah, it was such a good day.
Hey, man, just a question about your talent. How old were you when you discovered you had a talent for this work?
To be honest with you, I was well into my 20s before I realized I had a talent for it.
Oh, okay.
I just always did it for the sake of doing it. It was fun. But what really got me hooked on drawing comic characters and seeing comic books and superheroes in general, I had a light box kit when I was about 6 years old that had artwork from Jose Luis Garcia Lopez.
Nice.
It was all Superman. And it had all these different poses, and you put them on the light box, and you trace them to practice, and that's how you learn to draw.
Yeah.
It was like a learn-to-draw kit from DC. And, ever since then, that's what really got me going and what got me hooked on it, and obviously became a huge fan of Garcia Lopez's work in comics. But, that's what really got things going and got my interest in it, but I didn't realize that I actually had any kind of a talent that people were actually interested in what I did until probably my early 20s.
Is that when you realized you wanted to do this professionally?
Yeah. Once I realized that people actually wanted my work and they enjoyed to see me draw and things like that, that was when I was, I need to give this a shot. It's so much fun. It helps me relax. And seeing people smile when they pick up a piece of my work, that makes it worth it. And, obviously the fact that you make a little bit of money at it, too, is a huge bonus. Pays for comics.
Nice.
And beer.
And beer. Well, we're definitely glad you're part of the team, and we hope we're with you for many more years to come and back in the studio. And
well, I'm glad to be part of the team, and I really appreciate that you guys brought me on board. And, definitely we'll be getting back in the studio, and, you're saying for many more years. I have no intention of leaving.
Nice.
So you're kind of stuck with me.
Cool.
You're our own virus.
podcast.
Yes, I am definitely your virus.
Now, do a little pimping. Where can the folks go to see your work?
Little pimping. Well, if you want to see some of my work, you can go to drawnbyjohn.com. That's the website. If you want to see stuff that's a little bit more up-to-date, go to the Facebook page at facebook.com/drawnbyjohn. You know, Facebook is really where all the up-to-date newest stuff goes, as well as going to, you know, our website, wegotthegeek.com, where the drawing videos are, and the other podcasts that you guys have been awesome enough to have me part of.
Thanks, man. Well, thanks for your time, and it was good that we finally got to do an interview with you.
Yeah, I know. It was so exciting. I'm like, hey, I'm going to get an interview. I got a last-minute announcement. That's loud. Sometimes you just can't get rid of a loud announcer.
That's true.
That's live for you, folks.
All right.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.